Peter Marshall, the former chaplain of the United States Senate, once prayed, "God save us from hotheads that would lead us to act foolishly, and from cold feet that would keep us from acting at all." How true it is that so many of us fall into these two extremes. It's constantly a challenge to find that middle ground, keeping our cool while we remain hot on the trail of our goals in life. However, there is one situation when finding that middle ground is not a benefit. In fact, God calls this lukewarm condition repulsive. As we see in Revelation chapter 3, "I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth." See, when it comes to our faith, our walk with Christ, God doesn't want us moving down that middle of the road path. It makes sense for an unbeliever in Jesus Christ to live in compromise and unrighteousness. Without the gospel, their lives are cold because their hearts have never been made hot by a relationship with God. But if you belong to Jesus, if you have your heart warmed by the power of God and still live a life of compromise, then you're living a lukewarm life, and that nauseates the Lord. Jesus understands the cold heart of unbelief due to a person's spiritual blindness, but it turns his stomach when a child of Christ, once hot with the gospel, falls into idleness and apathy. There's a wise Native American expression that says, "It is better that the pot should boil over than not boil at all." Remember, be passionate for God. More people chase fire engines than ice carts.